Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. Futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures trading up 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are higher 2 hours into the session. Bond yields are flat to lower, with the US 10-year unchanged at 1.3% and the Bund off 1 basis point at negative 0.38%. The dollar is broadly softer. Oil and gold are both slightly higher. Industrial metals are mixed. Markets are consolidating ahead of Friday's non-farm payrolls, which will provide a key input into the Fed decision on tapering. The August ADP report showed that private payrolls were well below expectations, and ISM manufacturing showed that employment fell into contraction. Attention is also on the ECB policy debate, with several officials speaking ahead of a quiet period before next Thursday's policy decision. Several hawkish officials have made the case for a slowdown in bond buying, although they are still the minority on the governing council. In Asia, the focus is on the Bank of China's announcement to provide 300 billion yuan in low-cost funding for SMEs as part of broader efforts to resuscitate economic momentum. Other macro developments include OPEC agreeing to gradually increase supply, starting with 400,000 barrels per day in October, in line with an earlier agreement. Meanwhile, Bank of Japan board member and known dove Kataoka argued that Japan needs stronger easing to put growth momentum on a strong trajectory. And Bank of Korea Governor Lee expressed confidence that the South Korean economy is on a firm footing despite the surge in coronavirus infections. In other news, Xinhua reported that China Foreign Minister Wang Yi told U.S. climate envoy John Kerry that Sino-U.S. cooperation on climate change serves interests of both sides and the world, but such cooperation cannot be sustained without an improved bilateral relationship. Wang said that a major strategic miscalculation by the U.S. has resulted in the sudden deterioration of bilateral relations in recent years, adding that the ball is now in the U.S. court. On the data front, it's been a quieter day on the economic calendar, with Eurozone PPI and Swiss GDP the main highlights in Europe. Overnight, South Korean inflation was higher than expected following last month's Bank of Korea rate hike. GDP was also revised up. Australian trade data showed a pickup in export growth driven by iron ore prices, while investor loan commitments underpinned another increase in Australian housing finance. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Challenger job cuts, initial jobless claims, non-farm productivity, unit labor costs, trade balance, factory orders, and natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that the Department of Justice may file a second monopoly lawsuit against Google by the end of the year over digital advertising practices. An FDA panel will meet on September 17th to discuss a booster dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Reuters reported that the Competition Commission of India will investigate if Apple is abusing its market position via its in-app purchase system. And without citing sources, DigiTimes reported that Apple is preparing mass production of the Apple Car by 2024. Asian equities ended mixed in quiet trade overnight. Mainland China shares led the region's gainers on hopes of fresh stimulus from Beijing. Japan also finished higher in a cautious day's trade, while on the downside, Korea and Taiwan tracked each other lower, and Australia fell as its mining stocks followed commodity prices down. It was a third consecutive day of value outperformance over growth in China and the mirror opposite in Japan, while Hong Kong saw its IT and internet sector again outperform. European equity markets are higher 2 hours into the session. In European news, Reuters cited the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, which said yesterday that there was no urgent need for COVID booster jabs for fully vaccinated people, citing data on the effectiveness of shots. And the Financial Times reported that Eurozone bond markets are showing signs that investors think the ECB may begin to wind down its emergency bond buying program this month. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.